Turning a greenhouse gas into electricity, today on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support helped turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. I knew a guy who was caught in a power takeoff on his dairy farm. By some miracle, he survived. Most farmers aren't as lucky. Keep those shields in place. Don't wear loose clothing around a power takeoff. And shut the tractor off before doing any work or adjustments to the PTO. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Marilyn Hershey and her husband operate a 900-cow dairy near Cochranville, Pennsylvania. Hershey is the board chair for Dairy Management Incorporated, which manages the National Dairy Checkoff Program. Hershey says they added a methane digester to their farm in 2017.
It converts the manure from the cows into electricity. And when we first started looking into this, biofuel was very new, would have cost us a lot of money to get that compressed natural gas to the pipeline. And so we ended up going towards the electricity route.
Hershey says the farm also turns food and beverage waste into fuel for the digester or a feed supplement for the cows. She says a veterinary expert told her it was a great way to curb greenhouse gases.
He didn't have an exact figure, but he said it could be up to 10 times less emissions going into the air by running it through the cow as opposed to letting it stew in the landfill. So I feel like that's also a way that we're able to recycle and incorporate some environmental practices on the farm.
Hershey says these practices help the farm be more economically sustainable as well. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.